Arch City Radio Hour is a program produced and hosted by Nick Garcia on our HD2 channel, The Gateway. The show features conversations and performances with St. Louis area musicians. On the latest show, which airs again tonight at 5, Garcia spoke with Christian Fraumelt, the co-founder of Lindy Hop St. Louis. They talked about this year's Nevermore Jazz Ball, which takes place November 7th through the 10th, and about the annual Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl on Saturday, November 9th. Nick Garcia first asked Fraumelt about why he started Lindy Hop St. Louis, an organization which seeks to support jazz and swing dancing through live dance music, dance education, and social events.
When I first started dancing in St. Louis, there wasn't a lot of organized swing dance lessons taking place, nor a ton of organized swing dances, social dances, just for people to go out and dance with one another. So that was really the genesis of Lindy Hop St. Louis. It was just to give people a place to learn and a place to then, you know, implement these steps and carry on these traditions. And we always saw live music as being an integral part of that, and that's the case for any swing dance scene. I think there's always a correlation between a strong jazz and swing music community and a strong dance community. So those were always kind of two parts of a whole in our mind, and that's kind of what brought us to planning the Nevermore Jazz Ball.
That's great. And it's pretty amazing to see you and Jenny dance and for you to swing her over your head. And it's pretty amazing to see anyone in Lindy Hop St. Louis dance. But
you should give it a try.
I might, because it's not just for pros. It's also for amateurs and beginners. These classes, they kind of start with the basics, isn't that right?
Yeah, we start from square one. Most of the people who come to our classes have done no dancing whatsoever. And we welcome those people gladly. And they can start from the very beginning and go for pretty much however long they want to. And that's the other cool thing about this dance. It really is a street dance still, or at least has the spirit of a street dance. And people are learning from their friends, from peers. They're watching YouTube clips. It's a much more informal learning process after you learn those basic steps.
And when and where are these classes?
We teach every Tuesday night at the Grandel Theater right here in Grand Center. And we do 2 hours of lessons. They run in 4-week series, typically. They are followed by a social dance that we have every Tuesday, 8:30 to 11 p.m.
That's great. And I think it's definitely more than just paying homage to the golden days of hot jazz and swing. It's a style of dance that a lot of people here enjoy just for the love of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is certainly alive and well and something that goes hand in hand with that, which is exactly what the Nevermore Jazz Ball celebrates, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of our chance to, for one weekend, encapsulate all our excitement for dance and music in one place, and also invite others from around the country and the globe. Actually, we have people coming from Russia and both coasts. We have Seattle, New York, Chicago, you name it, involved. It's not only about, you know, the celebration of dance and music for us, but we also want to showcase St. Louis from the bands, but also to the place itself. And that's one reason we love working on Cherokee Street.
So what's in store this year at the Nevermore?
At the core of the festival, and this is pretty typical of other dance weekends, swing dance weekends throughout the country, there are multiple nights of dancing. We start on Thursday night, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, you can go out and dance to or listen to a live jazz band. And then we have 2 full days of workshops on Saturday and Sunday. And we have world-class instructors coming in from the Central Corridor. We have some instructors from here in St. Louis, as well as the Twin Cities and New Orleans. So a lot of people who already know how to dance will be coming in, and they'll be wanting to learn more about dances that they already do, or they'll be learning new dances altogether, like the St. Louis Shag, which is a St. Louis territory dance that we practice. But you can also walk into the festival without any prior dance experience, and you can learn to swing dance and then go out and try it on the dance floor. So that's kind of what's at the core of the festival.
And Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl, probably the biggest jazz and swing happening in St. Louis. Tell the listener about it, and who's performing at the Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl this year?
We're super, super excited for the lineup this year. We have a 9-piece jazz orchestra at Sax Quest. That's something that the owner put together especially for the event. And then we have Tommy Halloran's Gorilla Swing at Retro 101. And if you've been following jazz in St. Louis, they've been extremely active. They're working on a new CD, and they've been a thrill to kind of watch over the last couple months, really, really get more involved. And then we have Miss Jubilee at Foam. They're kind of our standby dance band. We dance to them almost constantly every week. And we have Tom Hall at Scarlet Garnet. He's going to be doing blues music to change it up a little bit. We have Swing DeVille doing some gypsy jazz and western swing at Melt. We have Wackadoo at the Black Bear Bakery, and they're kind of like a Parisian jazz quartet. We have a Jazz St. Louis band. They're a high school all-star band at Blank Space, which is very fitting if you've ever been to Blank Space. And then we're also going to have a second line band from right here in St. Louis, the St. Boogie Brass Band, and they're going to be bringing the party to the street. We came up with this idea of the Jazz Crawl because we had so many people coming to town. We're already on Cherokee. We're like, how can we get people more up and down the street and at the same time showcase all these amazing bands that we don't have space for elsewhere in the weekend? Just from that brief description, you can see that there's a lot of variety under the umbrella of jazz or just early Americana in general. And we're really, really excited to be showcasing all these St. Louis artists for an afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought in some music that we can hear from these bands. So let's play some of that stuff.
Sounds good.
What do we got here?
Yeah, we have a song. It's a classic swing song called I Found a New Baby by Wackadoo. They're not only going to be on the Jazz Crawl, as we mentioned, but they're also going to be opening the weekend with the Thursday night dance, and that's going to take place at the Schlafly Tap Room.
I found a new baby, a sweet honey boy. My fashion plate baby has thrilled me with joy. His new way of loving has made me his slave.
All right, then we got another classic swing tune made probably most popular by Billie Holiday. This is Swing Brothers Swing, and it's performed by Miss Jubilee, who is also going to be on the Jazz Crawl and also playing another time slot during the week, and they're going to be doing the Friday night dance at the Casa Loma Ballroom.
Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Swing it, boys, swing it, brother, swing. Stop that diddle-daddle and that foolish prattle. Come on and kill the gate, swing it, brother, swing. We're indigo and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boy, hurry up now, Sammy, let me go to town. Stop that diddle-daddle and that.
That was Miss Jubilee performing an old Billie Holiday standard. We're getting a feel for what's going to be at the Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl. Let's hear another.
We have another song. It's Tommy Halloran's Let's Get the Heck Out of Town. This is a Tommy Halloran original, and it's from his first CD. Tommy Halloran is going to be one of the bands on the Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl, and it's going to sound quite a bit different, but with that same spunky, kind of classic Tommy Halloran feel.
Let's get the heck out of town. Get lost with no hopes of being found. We'll take a long walk off a real short pier. Oh, baby, let's just get the heck out of here. Let's get the heck out of town. Out west past where the sun goes down. Watch the clouds in the sky roll on by. Goodbye, clouds. Goodbye. My greatest worry, my deepest concern is will SPF 30.
That was Tommy Halloran's Let's Get the Heck Out of Town. He'll be performing with Gorilla Swing, of course, so it's going to sound a bit different. But we've got some Swing DeVille coming up. What's this one?
Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about Swing DeVille because we've never collaborated with them, but it's something we've always wanted to do. This is actually an original tune that they wrote. It's a hot number called Little Glass of Wine.
That was Little Glass of Wine by Swing DeVille, and we have to mention who's closing the night out.
Yeah, so there's music that we can't play on this show because we're going to have music by a band that's never been heard before at the festival, and it's a combination of New Orleans, St. Louis, Chicago, and one Davenport, Iowa musician, and it's going to be led by Ben Pulser from New Orleans, who's a fabulous band leader, and they're going to be doing Saturday night and Sunday night of the festival. Saturday night's at Casa Loma, Sunday night is at 2720. This was an idea that we had to kind of tie the idea together that St. Louis is still an epicenter for these styles of music, and so we're really excited to see this collaboration take place and fuel the dances on Saturday and Sunday to close out the festival.
That's Lindy Hop St. Louis co-founder Christian Fraumel talking with Arch City Radio Hour host Nick Garcia. The Nevermore Jazz Ball takes place November 7th through the 10th. The Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl is on Saturday, November 9th. Arch City Radio Hour airs on our HD2 channel, The Gateway, with new shows every other Monday. For more information about the program, visit the Arch City Radio Hour program page at stlpublicradio.org or search for Arch City Radio Hour on SoundCloud. This week's program also features our very own Dennis Owsley, host of Jazz Unlimited, which airs on St. Louis Public Radio's main channel on Sunday evenings from 9 to 12. And the Old North St. Louis Restoration Group is holding a benefit concert tomorrow. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman spoke with representatives of the group and with Mike Mantioni, the lead singer of the band 5-8 from Athens, Georgia. Last year, NPR's All Songs Considered named 5-8 as one of the five bands that should, quote, be way bigger than they are, unquote. To listen to that interview, visit the Arts and Culture section of our website. Now here's a sample of 5-8's song, Next to Nothing, off their 2011 album.
I'm looking for redemption, a story from 1974, as they pump sand up from the shore. I watch them save Coney Island. Those fires spark on the beaches. They burn like stars upon the ground. We need this kiss to remember that moment of sweet surrender. And when I ask you how love goes, you say it's next to nothing. And when you found me,
and now, commentator Nancy Kranzberg shares these thoughts about the Mid-America Arts Alliance.
Most of us are familiar with MAC, the Missouri Arts Council, RAC, the Regional Arts Commission, and A&E, the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis. MAC, of course, is our state arts agency. RAC is the regional agency funded by a portion of the hotel and motel sales tax, and A&E is our privately funded arts agency. Very few folks are familiar with MAAA, our Six States Regional Arts Alliance. MAAA is the Mid-America Arts Alliance, which is headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri, and is one of six not-for-profit regional organizations funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA. Founded in 1972, MAAA creates and manages regional, national, and international programs, including traveling exhibitions, performing arts, touring, and professional and community development. The Alliance serves the state arts councils of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Mary Kennedy, the director of MAAA, says, Mid-America Arts Alliance brings more art to more people. We do this primarily through partnerships with national, state, and local organizations. We are delighted to work with a wide variety of St. Louis organizations and artists, such as Dance St. Louis, the Sheldon Art Galleries, the St. Louis African Chorus, and Circus Flora, just to name a few. We also help St. Louis artists and arts organizations reach regional and national audiences through our various touring programs and traveling exhibition programs. As St. Louis's regional arts organization, we are proud to count St. Louis among our preeminent regional cities. Two of my favorite and most popular programs are Exhibits USA and NEH On the Road. Exhibits USA boasts more than 20 years of experience in developing arts and humanities exhibitions. The staff produces a roster of shows that represent a variety of themes and time periods, nurturing the understanding of diverse art forms and encouraging the expanding depth and breadth of cultural life in local communities. NEH On the Road is a partnership between MAAA and the National Endowment for the Humanities, NEH. The program extends public access to the highest quality small traveling humanities exhibitions with a focus on scholarship, educational programming, and visitor impact. Stacy Morse, director of Chesterfield Arts, says that showing Exhibits USA's program, The Wartime Escape, about how the creators of the Curious George books fled from Nazi-occupied France to America and created one of our favorite storybook characters, introduced new audiences to Chesterfield Arts. Morse said that it was Chesterfield Arts' first collaboration with MAAA and that there was record attendance for the duration of the exhibition. Another unusual and powerful program is the Community Mural Project. The first project took place in Joplin, Missouri, shortly after the devastating tornado in which Dave Lowenstein helped the people create a brightly painted mural depicting Joplin both before and after the tornado, and the latest project took place in Waco, Texas. These few programs mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg of the multitude of creative artistic offerings of MAAA. St. Louisans and Missourians and our Midwestern neighbors are fortunate to be connected to this wonderful, multifaceted organization. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.
Nancy Kranzberg has been involved in the arts community for some 30 years on numerous arts-related boards. Next week on Cityscape, Steve Potter will be back to take a look at the St. Louis International Film Festival and join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk about the growing entrepreneurship environment in St. Louis, and he will hear the ideas of some young entrepreneurs. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Christian Torres, and Jeremy Bailey. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Jim Eltoff.